I'm Marco Werman with The World. More details are coming out about the man behind the attack in the French city of Nice last week. French prosecutors now say that Mohamed Lahouedj Boulel had shown signs of radicalization in recent months, but it's still unclear whether he had any direct connection with ISIS, the group that later claimed to be behind the attack. Mark Mazzetti co-wrote an article for The New York Times that examines what it means exactly to be radicalized in this day and age. I asked him how much we know for sure about the attacker in Nice.
Very little, actually. I mean, the French authorities in the days after the attacks immediately sort of jumped to the assumption that it was an ISIS-inspired attack. On Saturday, ISIS put out a bulletin calling the attacker a, quote, soldier for ISIS, but giving no details. So at this point, it's really unclear whether this is something they're just claiming credit for because it helps their cause, whether he was inspired at the last moment or radicalized at the last moment. Is really, there's not a whole lot of detail at the moment.
Right, radicalized at the last moment, because now we've got evidence from the French prosecutor that Boulel had in days before the attack in Nice cased out the promenade and had checked out ISIS-linked websites. But when we talk about radicalization, do we need to look at how deep interest is for these attackers over an extended period of time? And what does that tell us?
Right. I mean, if you were to take away the ISIS element of this, you know, a lot of probably what you would have seen in these attacks over the last year are just deranged people who would have carried out the attack anyway for their own cause, and doing it in the name of ISIS might give them some 11th hour justification for it. You know, in this age of ISIS, where, quote, radicalization can come very easy, and where so many of the, quote, unquote, ISIS followers seem to be people either mentally unstable or on the fringes of society, you know, do we have to look at the question of what is a, quote, terrorist a little differently?
So how has ISIS changed what it means to be a terrorist?
Well, the classic definition of terrorism is, and terrorist is, someone who carries out violence for some political end. Now, we've obviously seen over the years all sorts of wanton violence that is done in the name of terrorism or with a very thin agenda. So it's not entirely new what we've seen in the last year or so with this ISIS-inspired violence. However, we are just seeing these random acts of violence, whether it be in Orlando, Florida, or in Nice, France, or in Bangladesh, or other places, that are done in some cases in the name of ISIS. But when you scratch below the surface, you really see very, very little connection to any militant groups.
There is occasionally a leader who will address a psychological component to some of these attacks. Do you think that the mental health early intervention slice of this is being properly addressed?
It's not something that gets talked about a great deal. You know, I was talking to someone for our story that we ran today, and this person was saying that he had met a lot of French and other European counterterrorism officials not long ago, and this was really before so much of the violence in Europe, and these people were telling them that they've noticed that of their citizens who have gone to join ISIS in Iraq and Syria, how many of them are people who have believed to have mental illness. Now, it's hard to sort of draw a direct line, a cause and effect, but it certainly is not something that you hear a great deal about of early intervention for mental illness. You usually hear far more about law enforcement or military solutions in dealing with ISIS.
Mark Mazzetti with The New York Times. Thank you.
Thank you very much.